it's Jeff and Chris.
How are you doing, Jeff and Mrs. Slattery?
We're here. Doing well.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you making yourself available for this video.
Sure. Okay, ready to go?
I'm ready. You are recording, correct?
Yes, the recorder is running. Okay.
Okay.
This is OIG case number 12-0054. Today's date is July 19th, 2013. The time now is 3:02 p.m. I am Inspector Specialist Jeffrey McGinnis of the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice's Office of the Inspector General. I'm present at an address on Cattle Ridge, I believe it's Road, right?
Drive.
Cattle Ridge Drive in Sarasota, Florida, to interview a representative of the YSI Corporation at this location. Would you please state your full name and your title?
Christopher John Slattery, Vice President of Support Services.
Also present on the phone during this interview is Inspector Specialist Larry Riley. Larry, would you please state your identity?
Inspector Specialist Larry Riley.
Okay, Mr. Slattery, at this time you're being investigated concerning an allegation that came to the attention of the Department of Juvenile Justice. And in looking at this allegation, it appears that a YSI Corporation, or perhaps you personally, are being looked at as a subject of an allegation of a failure to make a CCC notification. Okay. The interview is voluntary. Do you understand?
Yes.
As a licensed notary in the state of Florida, I have the authority to administer oaths as to the truthfulness of your statement. Please raise your right hand. You swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. You understand that if you knowingly make material misstatements during this investigation, you have committed a crime of perjury?
Yes.
Okay, then Mr. Slattery, I'm going to refer to a list of questions that was provided to me by Inspector Specialist Riley, just so that there's no misinterpretation involving the transmission over phone lines, okay? His first question is, what type of fax service does the company use? Is it web-based? If so, how long has the company used the service?
Fax service? I don't know the name of the software, but whenever a fax comes to our corporate line, there's some software program that interprets who the fax is addressed to and forwards that to an inbox. If the software is unable to make that determination, it goes to our office manager's inbox.
Okay. So I guess it would be web-based then, wouldn't it?
I honestly, I don't know.
All right. If so, well, how long has the company been using that service, if you know?
As far as I know, for a number of years, I really couldn't tell you exactly when.
Do you think it might have been prior to October of 2011?
I couldn't say.
All right. We'd like to go back to 2011, specifically the month of October, and the question is, are you familiar with the Equal Employment Opportunity Council complaint filed by former Thompson Academy employee Kamel Warren?
I am.
Okay. Would you have been responsible for reviewing the complaint and responding to the allegations in it?
I would have been.
All right. Are you familiar with the document identified as Exhibit A, which I have provided a copy of it for you?
I have two documents. Is this...
Right. It's entitled Witness Statement, and this is Kamel...
Warren.
Warren, and I believe it's listed somewhere as Exhibit A in there. If it's not, that's how we're referring to it.
Okay, well, I'm comfortable that this is the document you're describing.
All right. This is, are you familiar with the document identified as Exhibit A, C4-page witness statement by Kamel Warren, dated October 1st, 2011?
I am, but this looks to be only half the document.
All right. Can you call if there's more to it than that?
Well, I mean, I believe there was a cover page that, and I don't know actually if there was a cover page in that we're talking about it. There was a YSI form that accompanied it, and that was for an internal grievance procedure. So I believe the entire document consisted of the YSI grievance form, and then this was
an attachment
yes.
to that?
Okay.
All right. In reviewing this document, did you familiarize yourself with the complainant's four-page statement in order to respond to the EEOC complaint?
The document was included in our response.
Right. did you notice the allegation that the facility administrator, Craig Ferguson, took youths to church and to his house?
Well, I see that's highlighted on page 3 or 4.
Yeah, I had highlighted that in yellow just so we could easily locate it in the document. Had you seen that before?
Well, I don't exactly remember reviewing our response, but I'm sure it's included in our response, so I'm sure I would have seen it.
Okay. Did you report this allegation to anyone?
When I received this document with the rest of the paperwork that came with it, it was part of my response efforts to the EEOC. And as such, those are the issues that I was concerned about and addressed.
All right. Do you know if anyone before you had seen it?
Well, I believe on the YSI document that's missing, it's addressed to the senior vice president.
Who would that have been?
Jesse Williams.
Okay. Are you aware of Michael?
Can I interject?
Go ahead, Larry.
Did you say that it's addressed to him, but would you have knowledge of whether or not he actually saw the document?
You know, I'd have to pull our EEOC response that is fairly detailed and describes exactly how we went about responding to the document. If it was addressed, it was addressed to the senior vice president. So, again, I don't recall exactly the chain of events, but I have to imagine that's the person it was delivered to.
One other question. I mean, would it make sense for you to respond to those allegations without reading that four-page statement?
Well, the allegations I would have responded to were contained in the EEOC complaint that was filed with the Miami District Office. I received that complaint, and in my effort to answer that complaint, I would have sought other documentation related to it. This is one of the documents that was included in our response. Again, this is half of the document that was included.
And you're including the four-page statement?
Yes, there is a four-page statement was attached to the YSI internal grievance form.
And when did you receive that?
I don't have that in front of me. I believe the last time Mr. McGinnis was here, I gave him a copy of the entire document that had a date stamp on the front.
Okay, so you received everything together?
Again, we're going back 2.5 years, and I don't have the documents directly in front of me, so I can't.
This says Exhibit A on it. And what I'm sure
Okay, I apologize.
It says Exhibit A, Youth Services International Harassment Internal Complaint Form, which you had provided to me on July 10th.
Right, and the document you gave me is only the last four pages of that. I apologize. Okay, we were working off the incorrect document. So let's take a step back here. Now I have the document that I gave to Mr. McGinnis earlier in the month. This has the YSI harassment complaint attached to it. I'm looking at this, and it looks like there's a portion missing from it, because I believe in the top right corner there was a date stamp on it.
Okay, well, what do you think would have been a date stamp to a particular person, or a date stamp by the YSI Corporation that it was received?
Again, I'd have to pull the document. I don't have it in front of me, but just my memory serves me correct. There was a date stamp in the top right corner that doesn't appear in this document.
Okay. Would you have the document available?
Yeah, actually. Hold on one moment.
Because we can just take a pause and get out the original.
I apologize. It looks like I was confusing this with a document that came in on the same day. The EEOC complaint was delivered from the Miami District Office to our office the same day, I believe, that this fax came in. Yes, there's a timestamp on the top left of the Exhibit A document, so that's where my memory failed me. Excuse me.
Okay. Are you referring to
that Exhibit A document with the four-page statement that was delivered from top?
That was delivered via fax, it looks like, or at least there's a fax header at the top.
All right, because we were kind of concerned about it. We didn't really know where this was coming from or who it was going to or how the fax identifiers got on the top of those pages. Would you know the answer to that question?
That, I'm afraid, I can't help you. It's cut off there at the top, huh?
I know one is cut off, but do you recognize where the other one that is legible came from?
Let's take a look here. I certainly don't recognize Benjamin Chiropractic, but the header that appears ahead above that, I really can't make that out. Let's see, I'm going to look at the original document. Or, you know what? This might be helpful. I have here the response that we submitted to the EEOC. Mm-hmm. Maybe that has some information. Hold on.
Data of the response?
Which there's actually not a data on this particular form. Hold on. There's no, it's not dated.
I know the original deadline that the EEOC gave you was October 31st, 2011.
Right, and yeah. I don't have a date on this response. I do have
deadline?
I can tell you. It's not uncommon for us to get extensions. Let's see. According to my response, Mr. Warren faxed the harassment internal complaint form signed on October 2nd, 2011 to Mr. Jesse E. Williams, Jr., Senior Vice President on October 3rd, 2011. So,
I'm sorry, could you just read that one more time?
Yeah. Let's see. Would you like me to read the entire paragraph? Or?
Just where it's referred to the gentleman that you just named.
Mr. Warren faxed the harassment internal complaint form signed on October 2nd, 2011. To Mr. Jesse E. Williams, Jr., Senior Vice President, on October 3rd, 2011. Okay. So, according to our records, we received this October 3rd.
Okay. All right. I believe we had left off with the question of, did you report this allegation to anyone?
I did not.
All right. Did you consider it to be a serious allegation?
I can't recall exactly what I thought about it. My task at the time would have been to focus on the EEOC complaint.
Okay. But who would have been in a position in the corporation to make a notification to the CCC if it came to your attention that there was a reportable allegation?
I'm not familiar with CCC procedures, so I'm not sure who that person would have been.
I'm referring back to the question here. Did you report this allegation to anyone? And you said you don't recall, or you did not.
I don't.
If I can remember correctly.
Well, I mean, my focus would have been on the nature of the EEOC complaint, which was related to sexual harassment. I'm not familiar with the CCC reporting requirements, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Are you aware that as soon as this allegation was reported to the CCC, YSI initiated an investigation that was conducted by Damon Nunn?
I'm aware of the investigation.
And I, believe we provided.
Yeah, prior to this interview, you gave me a copy of it to read.
Had you seen that before today?
I believe so, yes.
Do you know when you may have seen it?
I don't recall.
How would Mr. Nunn have provided it to the corporate headquarters here? Would it have been mailed, faxed, hand-delivered?
I'm not sure. It's addressed to Mr. Williams. I couldn't tell you how he received it.
Okay. Are you aware of Michael Slattery questioning Thompson Academy staff in October 2011 about Ferguson taking youths to his house?
I'm sorry, what time frame?
I'll read it again. Are you aware of Michael Slattery questioning Thompson Academy staff in October of 2011 about Ferguson taking youths to his house?
I'm not aware of anything like that.
All right. It's been alleged that Mr. Slattery had an attorney present with him when he met with the staff.
I'm not aware of anything like that.
Are you familiar, you've already answered this question, but I'm going to read it anyway. It says, are you familiar with the CCC reporting procedures?
I'm not.
All right, can you tell me when you submitted the response to the EEOC complaint?
Unfortunately, the response I have here does not have a date on it. So unfortunately, I'm not sure.
Okay. In regards to the CCC reporting requirements, I'd just like to point out one section which states, these are complaints that are reportable to the CCC. Under Section 5, it says complaints against staff incidents, and in subparagraph D, it mentions improper relationship. Any allegation involving the staff of a department facility, facility-based day treatment program, contracted facility, or program receiving department funding, initiating and or engaging in a relationship outside their scope of employment with a youth or youth's family while the youth is under department supervision. So, we're of the belief that this would have been a reportable situation under this section of the CCC reporting requirements, in that it appears that Mr. Ferguson was taking youths home to his personal house, which would have been outside the scope of his employment. Now, would you know if there's any possibility that would have been within his scope of employment? Is he authorized to take kids home to his home?
I wouldn't know. I don't work in operations.
All right. Who would know the answer to that question?
I imagine any of the guys who are involved with the operation. So it would have been Jazz Ardia, the regional vice president, Jesse Williams, our vice president of operations, Craig Ferguson.
All right. Larry, do you have anything else?
Can we go back to the YSI internal complaint form? You say that was, you mentioned that was received by the vice president, what's his name, Jesse Williams?
Well, that's who it's addressed to. And according to my EEOC response, that's who received it, but...
You said he received it, and did you mention, I mean, does it mention how many pages?
It does not.
Just says that form was received?
Yes.
Particular date?
Yes. And the form wasn't included in our response to the EEOC.
Okay. Does the EEOC mention anything about Ferguson taking kids or something?
It does not.
It does not. Okay. I don't have anything else.
Would Ferguson have been the person in charge of the facility at the time when Mr. Warren was there?
I'm not sure about the dates of Mr. Warren's employment, but for some portion of that, he would have been, yeah.
All right, so if Mr. Ferguson had an allegation like that made against him, that he was aware of it, what would he be required to do?
Well, the allegation, I'm not sure I'm not sure what his awareness of the allegation would have been. I'd have to read through the complaint fully. I just kind of gave it a perusal when I knew we were going to have this conversation. I'm sorry, could you restate the question?
Well, I'm kind of thinking along the lines that if I'm the facility manager of a YSI program and someone makes an allegation against me, to me, as the facility administrator, what would I be required to do under the corporate guidelines?
I'd have to pull the policy, but, you know, it depends on the nature of the complaint. I think it's kind of a broad question on that.
Okay, well, I'll try to narrow it. Let's say I'm the facility administrator of a YSI program and someone makes an allegation of improper conduct of sexual nature against me. Now, would he be required to forward that complaint up through the chain of command in YSI?
No, the internal harassment complaint form, which was utilized by Dr. Ferguson, or not, I apologize, Mr. Warren, you know, clearly states that any complaint of that nature would have been forwarded directly to the corporate office, to the attention of the senior vice president. So we have a structure available for staff members to make complaints directly to the corporate office, where it will be handled and investigated outside of the facility operators or facility administrators' purview.
So Mr. Warren would have to take his complaint around Mr. Ferguson and go up the chain of command in YSI in order to report an allegation against Mr. Ferguson?
Yes. If an employee can go to their HR representative and get a complaint form and instructions on how to contact the corporate office.
Would you have an internal complaint from Mr. Warren concerning Mr. Ferguson of any type?
Yeah, that's Exhibit A.
Well, he made his complaint, I believe, to the EEOC Commission. Did he make any complaints to YSI?
Well, let's see here, actually. According to my EEOC response, Mr. Warren had contacted Mr. Williams on September 22nd, alleging that he was sexually harassed by Dr. Ferguson, and that Mr. Warren would be sending Mr. Williams documentation for his review. Additionally, Mr. Warren had advised Mr. Williams he contacted EEOC, but wanted to give us a chance to respond first. Mr. Williams received the information on October 3rd, 2011, from Mr. Warren.
And Mr. Warren's complaint would have included that four-page letter from him?
Yes. If you look, I'm not having counted out the pages here, but it looks like the header on the front page here says page 2 of 10, and I haven't counted these pages, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, actually, there's a different header on this one, so I'm not sure.
Okay, I don't have the contract between the Department of Juvenile Justice and YSI for the Thompson Academy at my fingertips, but I'm sure it would contain language stating that allegations that are required to be reported to the CCC should be reported under the CCC policy.
I'm not familiar with that. This complaint, the sexual harassment complaint, was given to me as part of my response to the EEOC complaint. So anything outside of that, I'm not familiar with.
Okay. So in your response to the EEOC complaint, you did not make a notification to the CCC about Mr. Ferguson taking children home to his home?
Now, while I was responding to the EEOC complaint, no.
All right. Now, I believe you mentioned it's Mr. Williams who's the vice president who would have received this documentation in the first place?
According to what I have in front of me, yes.
Right. Would you know if he made a notification to the CCC?
I wouldn't know.
Because as far as our records are able to determine, we haven't received a notification concerning the allegation that Mr. Ferguson took kids home to his home.
Let me think. According to this document, Mr. Hoffman contacted you.
Larry, do I have that right, that we don't have a CCC complaint on file concerning an allegation that Ferguson took kids to his home?
Well, we didn't receive the CCC notification until March 2012. That's the issue. And Hoffman did notify them. But that's Hoffman. What office does Mr. Williams work out of, Jesse Williams?
He works out of live here, the Sarasota office.
Okay. Did you speak with Ferguson before you submitted your response to the EEOC?
I don't recall.
Okay. Do you have an independent recollection of that allegation, the fact that Ferguson took kids by his house?
Do I have a recollection from 2011 when I received the EEOC complaint?
Yes.
From that time period, I don't recall anything.
No. Have you ever received any type of, a facility administrator, a person in charge of, a major program, taking incarcerated youth to their house? Have you ever received an allegation of that nature?
Well, I believe when Mr. Hoffman contacted the CCC, we received some litigation from Mr. Hoffman.
But prior to that, you had no knowledge of that?
I don't recall.
Okay, because Hoffman did not report that to the CCC until March 2012. YSI was notified in October of 2011. I don't have anything else,
Jeff. All right. Since Ferguson would have been in charge of the Thompson Academy at some point, if he received allegations that were required to be reported to the CCC, would you have any knowledge of him not doing that?
Do I have any knowledge of him not reporting a reportable incident?
Right.
I don't know anything about that, no.
Okay, now if an allegation came to your attention and it went around Mr. Ferguson about activities that were going on at the Thompson Academy, someone in YSI who gains knowledge that there may be activities going on there that have been alleged that need to be reported to the CCC, and the reporting requirements are within 2 hours of becoming aware of that knowledge, you're stating that you don't know what the CCC rule states?
My responsibilities here at YSI revolve around HR, payroll, purchasing. A lot of this operational stuff I'm not intimately familiar with.
Okay, because I'm just kind of thinking down the road, if another allegation comes to your attention, and it may be concerning any employee of YSI who is performing activities related to the execution of a contract with DJJ, if they become aware of things that are reportable to the CCC, they need to have knowledge that they're reportable and that they're required to do that within the 2-hour time frame, if physically possible, that's mentioned in the CCC rule.
Well, the allegation that you highlighted on page 3 of Mr. Warren's statement was forwarded to Mr. Williams and was given to me by him.
Okay, and I believe we had gone over, you don't know whether he would have notified the CCC, Mr. Williams.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Larry, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay. Mr. Slattery, is there any other documentation that you're familiar with that you think we need to be familiar with concerning the questioning about CCC notification regarding Mr. Ferguson that we're not aware of?
I'm sorry, could you restate the question?
Is there any other documentation concerning the allegation of Mr. Ferguson taking kids home to his personal home that you think we need to know about that hasn't been provided to us?
I have our EEOC response, which might be helpful in regards to Mr. Ferguson's actions or Dr. Ferguson's actions. You have already a copy of our internal investigation that we conducted, and Mr. Dunn conducted, rather.
Okay. Larry, do you need a copy of the full EEOC response?
How many pages are we talking about?
Well, just the cover letter, or there's... When we get the response, has a questionnaire attached to it that they want us to respond to. I have responded to that, or I have a copy of our response. That's only about 6 or 7 pages. But
I'd like a copy of it. I just didn't need all of the
supporting documentation.
Right, I don't need that. Just the summarized response, the answers.
Okay.
I would appreciate that.
All right. Do you have no further questions, Larry?
No further questions, but can you keep me on the phone once you close up?
Okay. Mr. Slattery, has everything that you said during this interview been truthful and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Has anybody made any threats or promises to get you to testify in any particular matter?
No.
Has your statement to me been made freely and willingly?
Yes.
Since this is an official investigation, you requested not to discuss any of the questions or your statements with anyone else. Do you understand?
Yes.
The interview is concluded. The time now is 3:32 p.m., and I thank you very much for your cooperation.